Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Derek White, flirting with a triple-double against the Miami Heat. 28 points. Man, just giving these dudes the business, man, on both ends of the floor. That block against Jimmy.
Wait a minute, Josue. Didn't you want Brad to keep those draft picks?
Didn't you want him to keep those picks?
You didn't want him to give away two first-round picks. No, Josue, come
this
on.
This is what it looks like when your GM goes all in, Max. All right, you put all the chips on the table. Yep, he said, yep, this is it. Tatum, Brown, this is it. This is as good as it's going to get. Y'all better get it done.
I'm like they say in the casino when I'm playing Texas Hold'em. I'm all in. You're going, whoa, whoa.
I'm all in.
Look at your hand and go, oh, either this guy's bluffing or he got something good. And I look at this other team. This isn't a bluff team.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth. Ah.
All right, another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I am Josue Pavone. He is Cedric Maxwell, the Boston Celtics, kicked off the regular season. And, man, already 2-0. I know it's early, Max. I know, you know, Celtics fans are excited. But we're gonna talk them through what went through Friday night. The home opener, of course, the Boston Celtics opening up against the Miami Heat. I mean, the season started in New York. But to see them tip things off in Boston against a team that they lost to in the Eastern Conference Finals, it was still special, though, right, Max? I mean, these are two very slightly different teams. But at the same time, that passion was certainly still there.
Yeah, it was, and it's really strange because I think in the last 8 or 9 games, the home team hasn't really won games. It's been more about the road team.
The road team, yeah.
And look, for a minute, you could watch the Celtics the way they were playing. They had some difficulty. Jaylen Brown started out a little shaky with the handle, and people were, you know, already up in arms. So he threw one away and then threw another one away. I think he had 4 turnovers at one point. But then he got his act together and he knocked down some shots, hit some big shots. Brissett came in off the bench. He was really good. He was a high energy type guy. So, you know, you look at Joe Mazzulla, people say, well, where's your bench? Well, the opportunity is going to be there for those guys who are going to be able to play, like the Brissettes, like the Peyton Pritchards of the world. They're going to get their opportunities, and will they cash in? That's going to be huge. But overall, it was good performance. I think people were excited about the big fella. They seem like they get more excited right now when they talk about Porzingis, when he had his ovation when he came in, and Drew Holiday still learning his offense. You said that before, learning his offense, learning where he fits in. But the thing he had 10 rebounds in that game. And one in particular, I remember, was a huge rebound. They was able to get away from Kevin Love, and the Celtics were able to get a little bit more separation because of that.
Right. And I always say, man, when this team is playing, you know, when the defense is triggering the offense, like, that's when you know it's going to be a long night for the opposing team. And you know what? The Miami Heat, they hung around. I mean, the Celtics did finally strike back. I felt like, you know, before halftime, I thought Jaylen Brown had a lot, had something to do with that, especially in the second half. But you saw, you saw the difference that Brissett made when he was grabbing those two, three offensive rebounds in the first 5 minutes. I mean, creating those extra opportunities, you know, making the Miami Heat defense sink right back into the defensive stance. I mean, all that adds up, especially against a team like the Miami Heat, where they're trying to piggyback off your mistakes. You know, when you're giving them, when you're giving yourself second chance opportunities and you're making them work harder, that's when you start to see the cracks. And I feel like the Celtics just capitalized on those opportunities, man.
That is really the difference when you play Miami. Miami plays with the margins. Their margins are, they're not going to turn the ball over as much as you. They're not going to let you get second chance opportunities. But the Celtics were able to crack that a little bit and get those second chance opportunities and make some steals. Jaylen Brown had the huge steal in the third quarter. Celtics score, and then he runs through the passing lane on the inbounds play, dunks the basketball, and the place just got that much hype, more hype. And so you like that. And I don't think Jason Tatum had a Jason Tatum type game. He had a few shots, but he didn't. He wasn't like all world. So I think it was a combination of it was a good win for a Celtic team coming home, getting ready to play down here in Washington.
And that's what I love about this team right now, man. I know it's early, like I said at the top, but I feel like it's going to be that type of team where, like, on any given night, you don't know who's going to be leading the team in scoring, right? The game, the season opener, it was Tatum, right? But Porzingis wasn't that far behind, and he had a whole lot to do with closing the door on his former team in New York, right? The 30-point debut for the Celtics, right? Tatum led the way with 35, but then it's Derek White flirting with a triple-double against the Miami Heat. 28 points. Man, just giving these dudes the business, man, on both ends of the floor. That block against Jimmy.
Wait a minute, Josue. Didn't you want Brad to keep those draft picks?
Didn't you want him to keep those
picks? You didn't want him to give away two first-round picks. No, Josue, come
this
on.
This is what it looks like when your GM goes all in, Max. All right, he put all the chips on the table. Yep, he said, yep, this is it. Tatum, Brown, this is it. This is as good as it's going to get. Y'all better get it done.
I'm like they say in the casino when I'm playing Texas Hold'em. I'm all in. You're going, whoa.
I'm all in.
Look at your hand and go, oh, either this guy's bluffing or he got something. And I look at the Celtics team. This isn't a bluff team. This is a really good basketball team from top to bottom. I like the way they're coached. They're bringing in new mouthpieces like the Sam Cassells of the world. Yeah. Yep, Dan Gundy's in the back office. So they have a combination of things that are going really well for this team. And the only thing that strikes fear in me is having one of your main guys out for a considerable amount of time. If you can stay healthy this year, then I think your opportunity goes up tenfold.
That's what I think too, man, because right now I feel like when you look across the NBA and teams are just, you know, starting to start things back up again, it feels like the Celtics are, maybe I'm a little biased here, we see a little more Celtics more than other teams, but they seem a bit ahead. They seem ahead of these teams that are like right out of the gates, you know what I mean, in terms of their continuity, in terms of their focus. I mean, look, it's still early. I still gotta, you know, maybe I should pump the brakes here.
You know what Michael Felger would call you?
This team,
he would call you a green team.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah, chill that.
Green teamer right now.
Because trust me, Max.
You and Bobby Manny, you know, the green teamer. The green teamer's there. But I think that you have a right to look at this team, and we'll see how they are. In a month, let's judge in a month's period of time. See what the record is. See how they're playing. See some of the games. Like, we know that this Washington game coming up tomorrow has been a trap game for the Celtics. They come in here and they've laid eggs in this building, but it's a trap game. It's a game that Jordan Poole is going to shoot 50 times, and nobody's going to say a word to him. And if he's hot, then you know they can stay in it. But if he's not. Suggs can come in, and if they play their game, they could come in and blow these guys out. But it's a game that, you know, on the schedule, a good one on the schedule, that they need to come in and they need to win.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money bet. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 800-GAM-1234.
Well, that was one of the games I watched too, Max, on Saturday night. And I'm talking about the last game that they played. The Washington Wizards, they actually beat the Memphis Grizzlies, but it was an ugly game. Like, that's another – I mean, the Grizzlies are out to an 0-3 start, so maybe it's a bad example. But, like, I'm watching – this is – okay, maybe I should have started with this. I'm on the league pass thing right now. The first week is always free, So I'm watching a whole lot of basketball. So maybe I'm getting too ahead of myself because I'm getting to see the other games right away, and I'm jumping into it. But this Memphis Grizzlies team looked awful. If the Celtics go up there, or they're already there, right? You guys already touched out. If they beat the brakes off the Wizards, then I'm going to be like, okay, maybe I'm onto something here. But if it's a close game, then I'm like, all right, Max is right. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, I mean, but road games are always tough anyway. So you got road game. You got the road game coming up. You go home. Then you got Brooklyn in Brooklyn. You have Toronto in Toronto. So you got some tough games here that teams are going to want to get in and they want to play well. So I think you need to look this over. And like I said, in a month's period of time, you give me 30 days here and I can tell you a lot better how this team is performing. Right now, good. But
right.
Tiny sample size.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what, Max, you did? You gave me your you tell me about Jrue Holiday and what he means to this team so far. Well, you like what you see so far. But what about Porzingis? I mean, he had a good performance against the Heat. He did foul out, though. Those last 3-4 minutes of the game, Al Horford had to come in, finish things out against Bam Adebayo. So it's interesting. You see him go up against someone like Bam Adebayo. You wonder about the Joel Embiid, the Jokic of the world. What's your take on how he looked against the Heat?
Well, Jokic just – if you look at what Porzingis brings to the table, he's a 7-footer, and he plays really big. And the thing that we liked about him was the fact that we watched him in the paint. How many times last year did I scream at you when Al Horford caught the ball in the paint, could have turned around for layup, but instead of taking a layup, threw it out to the corner? Al did that again the other day. Caught the ball in the paint. Just turned around and laid the basketball up. Get an easy basket. Porzingis is score first, pass second. And I like that when you get a big 7-footer with that mentality in the game in order to shoot the basketball. Getting on the plane today, I was a little upset in Boston because, it's a little bit rainy out there. And as I'm about to get on the plane, they have to go through. Sometimes you go through a little security. You go through a little security where they get your ID, and then they'll say, "Okay, get on the plane." But today they said I needed to be checked.
Oh,
and then
man!
Right behind me is Jrue Holiday, so he asked me to get. I get checked. The girl gets to Jrue Holiday, tells him, "Go ahead, you can get on the plane." I was like, "What the hell? Wait a minute." Holiday just coming.
She said he's all set, but you. I don't know about you.
Derek White was right after me. He doesn't get checked. I'm like, what the hell? Am I chopped liver or something? I just come in off the boat. What the hell is happening? So I was and had him. He was kind of laughing about it. But what I like about him, he's a good.
I'm sure you were. You had an animated reaction. I'm sure.
Yeah, he seemed like a real good dude, and what I like about him, he's a solid player. I don't think you're going to have with him, I don't think that I'm going to have to defend him as much as I did with Marcus Smart. Mm. I think people, whatever it was, Marcus Smart polarized people. You think about it. Marcus Smart was shooting a better percentage right now than Jrue Holiday is, than he was early. But people were not going to give Marcus Smart a break. If he took a wide open jump shot, people would go ballistic if he missed it. And even sometimes when he made it, they'll go, he shouldn't have taken that shot. Well, he's wide open. But hopefully this year, that's the last thing we'll have to do is defend a guy like Jrue Holiday the way he plays the game.
Yeah, hopefully that's not the case. And I just think the two players, they'll never get the fair share of, like, you know, like the situation between Marcus, what between his fan base compared to what Jrue is in right now. Like, I just feel like there's like a no lose situation for Jrue, right?
He has a grace period right now.
Right.
The Marcus Smart, that whatever it was, whoever Marcus Smart peed on their dog or peed on their front porch, you know, now you can let it go because Marcus is no longer here. And I feel that with Jrue Holiday, the way he plays, because as much as I love Marcus as a defender, Jrue Holiday, I think, is on that same page. You know, some of the things he was able to do, shut people down, make defensive plays like that, that to me was just so cool out there watching. And here's a young kid in his prime right now that the Celtics can have for a long time if they decide to go ahead and give him extension. But then you look at Derek White. You think Derek White's looking at chomping at the bit. I think he has another year that you have him down, but Derek White's another guy who can be very valuable for you. So Celtics know they're going to have to spend the money, but I think right now what I like is the product, the way they're playing. I haven't heard anybody say, oh, my God, not yet, because I know it got to be coming soon. Joe Mazzulla, they called timeout. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Didn't call timeout. We should have called timeout.
Oh, my God. No excuses this time.
Yeah. No. I think there's a good atmosphere out there the way things are so far. We'll see again tomorrow when the Celtics play the Wizards. We'll get an opportunity to see.
Yeah, no question, man. I mean, I just feel like the Celtics already got most of the national's like attention, right? The national media's attention and NBA fans, because everyone's like, man, like these guys, they're top six heavy, right? Like that's already a narrative. It's not just here, right? It's just like, man, these guys got six starters. And it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, you got a couple of guys coming off your bench, whether it's Pritchard, whether it's Brissett, you know, Horford's been anchoring the bench lately, and that's the force to be reckoned with, man. Like you look across the league, a lot of teams just don't have that same type of balance in the sense of such a strong five that you have a six that you can put in and out of there. You know, like they said, you guys have six starters, and then you know you add the chip on these guys' shoulders. I mean, Jrue Holiday is just one guy when you think about his championship pedigree and what happened with Milwaukee, right? He's like, okay, you guys think you're better off with Dame? All right, well, let's see what happens next time we meet up. You know what I mean? Like he said, it should be fun, you know? And then you add Tatum and Brown, who have already been to the NBA Finals a couple seasons ago. And everyone's like, this is it. This is your year.
That you know? Sounds like one of them comments you got from Bobby Manning or something.
Or Bobby, what do you mean?
Yeah, but you or Bobby Manning went up to, you know, Jrue and said, so, Jrue, what do you think? You know, what's going on in Milwaukee? He'll say, We'll see. That sounds like something both you guys would do.
I mean, it's what he said at media day. Jrue said, hey, it should be fun. When he faces Milwaukee again, he said, it should be fun. Wow. And, you know, okay. You think about what happened before and that podcast he did and how excited he was for his upcoming season. That's part of the business, right? But at the same time, you got a chance now to go right back and be like, hey. That.
You know what?
This could have been us. We could have kept this thing going, but hey, I'm going to have to stop you now. I'm going to have to be the one to prevent you guys from getting back to the finals.
Well, here's the thing that would really be good, and I'm sure we can get our top craft engineers, as long as we're not going to Atlanta. You know, that's his home base, but maybe we can get him to input the comment that Jrue made from his podcast. We can insert that into what we're talking about to give us even more information, more ammunition. But yeah, man, I like the prospect. I like the prospect. Again, health, if they stay healthy, Porzingis stays healthy, managing guys' minutes. It should be a really good season.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, man. It's different, as they say. This year is different. We'll see. We'll see. The season carries on. Cedric Maxwell Podcast, you already know. Head to FanDuel.com/Boston. Sign up if you haven't already. This episode, like every episode here on the CLNS Media Network, is brought to you by FanDuel. Head over to FanDuel.com/Boston. Max, what's on tap for DC, man? What do you got? You got any special restaurants you have to hit up or anything? What do you do?
No, nothing special. You know, we're here tomorrow. Is tomorrow Halloween or is tonight Halloween? Which one is it?
No, you got a couple more days. Tuesday's okay. Halloween.
All right, so they'll have people all dressed up here tomorrow at the game. I don't look for anything that, you know, I've been here enough. This is year 29 now as a broadcaster, so I don't look for anything in the nation's capital. I happen to like it. I'm at a great hotel, the Four Seasons, right in Georgetown. Some good shopping tomorrow. I'll do that. Just kind of hang out and get on the plane and come back to Boston and get ready for the next couple of games coming in. It should be nice. One note that I'd like to shoot out there would be about our guy that you and I talked about, Montrezl Harrell, that the 76ers have waived.
That would be interesting
because he brings that other side, that nastiness that I like from players, because he's had his run-ins with Joel Embiid, other people, Giannis. I like what he brings to the table. So maybe there might be a slot in there someplace. You know, Will and Dylan Brad ain't scared to go out and mix it up and do some things. So we'll see.
He fits the bill. Yeah, he fits the bill for sure, man. That's a good call. That's a great call. All right, we'll see what happens for sure. Max, actually, before we get out of here, Paul Pierce in the building for the home opener. I got a chance to kick it with him for a little while. We were walking all over the place looking for Max. And the last place I thought to look was Max sitting in his broadcast chair about 45 minutes before tip-off. That's the last place I thought you would be, but that's where you were, man. I'm glad we found you. What did Paul have to say to you when you guys embraced?
Stiff Paul Pierce. He's the friend that won't go home. You know, he's the guy that comes to the house going, damn, Joe Tway, this is pretty nice. But, you know, I love the fact that he's back. It gives him opportunity. Antoine was there. They've talked to Ron a little bit about maybe getting back involved in coaching. So I think there's some that when you bring back people who were played with the team, who were champions with the team, it gives you more of a sense of family and a connection. Mm-hmm. And I see Tatum, I see Brown gravitate towards Paul. They come to him right after the game, right after the win, whatever. So I think it's a really cool thing when that happens.
For sure, man. Yeah, man. It's one generation passing the torch down to another, it feels like. But when you look at these guys working out and hanging out in the gym together for over a month, you feel like something special is going on. For Paul to come back to town just to kind of kick things off, kick the season off for these guys, I think it shows how special this group is right now, man. So I can't wait to see how it all unfolds. It's still the very beginning of the regular season. Still plenty of basketball to digest before we break it all down. Before we get too excited, I'm sure Max is going to make sure I'm keep me level-headed.
Pump the brakes, Josue. Pump the brakes.
Keep me level-headed throughout the season. That's right. Pump the brakes. He's Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. It's been an episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.